Hello and welcome to Amplify, the Digital Marketing Entrepreneurs Podcast. My name is Bob Gentle, and every week on a Monday, I'm joined by some amazing guests. But today, on a Wednesday, you get just me talking about things that I want to talk about. So today, I want to talk about something that came up recently in an interview, and it's something I haven't really been able to stop thinking about, and it's come into my work with clients, it's come into my work with the coaching groups that I work with, and it's something that's really helping drive my work forwards quite a lot. So if you're a bit like me, you probably have a lot of imposter syndrome, comparison issues, and low self-esteem. No? Just me? I doubt it. When it comes to content marketing, especially where you run a small business where you could say that the personal brand is more important than the company brand, people second-guess themselves a lot. And this second-guessing often leads to content marketing being completely abandoned. For a long time, I'd react jealously to what, from my perspective, was mediocre content being put out by others. I think this is probably a pretty common experience. But what was interesting was that what I viewed as mediocre content was clearly working very well for the people putting it out. Not everybody's like this, but a lot of people are. And it's funny, it's almost a paradox that we see poor content going out and working, but when we create potentially better content, suddenly it's not good enough. It makes no sense, but it's a real experience. So does any of this sound familiar? Everything I have to say has been said before. My life, my work, my experience, my environment, my personality isn't that interesting to other people and isn't as interesting as other people's. Who would be interested in what I know? And this is all compounded when we look at platforms like video or podcasting, where we're actually at risk of being judged on our appearance or how we sound. It can all be pretty overwhelming. And again, this isn't for everybody, but for a lot of people, this is how it is. I had a client a while ago, and they were working in the IT space. And in our very first meeting, when we were still in sales mode, he told me about a competitor who was really grinding his gears. He showed me his LinkedIn videos, his podcast, and effectively gave me a guided tour of a pretty well put together content-driven personal brand. I want you to help me to do that, he told me. Now, this competitor wasn't really talking about anything amazing. And a lot of the time, it wasn't even business related. He just expressed himself online. He made videos frequently, and he was more focused on showing up than showing off. But his business was booming. Now, my client became a client, but point blank refused to produce any content. He hyper-focused on the detail of everything and put out nothing. He had more experience, a bigger team, better resources, nicer office, better car, but he would second guess everything. Now, this isn't just about my clients. It's also been a big point of resistance for me over the years. And I think this is probably one of the single biggest things which has held me and my business back, and it might be doing the same for you. Recently, I interviewed Jeff Goins, who's quite a well-known author on my podcast. And Jeff is someone that inspires me a lot, and in lots of different ways. But he dropped a quote from David Sivers, which I've reflected on a lot, and it's come up again and again over the last few weeks. And it's simply this: what's obvious to you is amazing to others. Let that sink in. When I started working with groups of small businesses, more as a coach than as a consultant, I started to realize that this was true, and in more ways than you would expect. It's almost a cliche to say that we worry too much about what other people think of us. But in marketing, a lot of business owners worry about the wrong things. They worry about what people who are not even their target audience will think. Competitors or peers, for example, often more than anyone else. So who is your content actually for? It's for the people who need you. So why are you holding back? You are amazing for the person who needs the value you offer. That's just a fact. Not for the person to the left or to the right of that person. So stop second guessing everything. I've been observing this a lot since I first became aware of it. And there's so much that in others we find amazing, but we have failed to apply the same rules to ourselves. We see amazing as things like knowledge, experience, location, curiosity expressed, and humor, but when others express it, we need to have a little confidence that when we express ourselves, those same values will be applied to us. If you don't show up online, One thing is for certain, you will not win online. If you do show up online and give yourself permission to be amazing for someone, then you will start the journey which can quickly lead to the kind of wins which can transform your business, just like my IT client's competitor, and for that matter, my own. So today it was a very simple message. Your ordinary is someone else's amazing. I would invite you to really think about that and reflect on your own content marketing and have you been holding back because you really didn't feel that was the case. My name is Bob Gentle. You've been listening to Amplify, the Digital Marketing Entrepreneurs podcast. And if you enjoyed the show, then I would love for you to subscribe to it on iTunes. And if you do, don't forget to perhaps leave a review. They're generally something that makes me feel very cozy and warm inside. And if you do leave a review, let me know, because I would love to give you a shout out on the show. Thank you for joining, and I look forward to seeing you again on Monday, where we'll have another fantastic guest. Have a great week.